switch is right here, kind of buried in there, but that'll be the first thing that you want to check. You got also
crew leader Kanan Bosler is demonstrating how to use a plate compactor on loose gravel. Some of the members of Juno's newly formed COVID-19 Conservation Corps are gathered around him outside the maintenance shed at the city-owned Eagle Crest ski area. Dave Scanlon is the general manager of the ski hill and helped propose the idea for the Conservation Corps to the city.
We've got a helicopter pilot, a hiking guide, a boat captain, you know, our mechanics.
He says they had more than 40 applicants for just 10 crew positions.
It's really a great diversity of people that have been affected by COVID, and their typical summer work just doesn't exist right now.
The Juneau Assembly approved $1 million in CARES Act funding for the Conservation Corps in June. The money is shared between Eagle Crest, the City Parks and Recreation Department, and Trail Mix, the local nonprofit that improves trail access around the community. At Eagle Crest, they'll mostly focus on the mountain biking trails that make up just one element of the ski area's ambitious summer development plan. The goal is to eventually turn the mountain into a year-round destination, catering to cruise ship passengers and independent travelers.
And by the time we've learned how to control the pandemic, hopefully we'll have this new infrastructure that'll be available and ready to welcome our visitors back to Juneau.
This is the second day of training for the Eagle Crest Conservation Corps, and for many of them, it's the first time they've been around this type of equipment.
It's actually pretty fun. It's lots of vibration. I feel like my arms are going to be pretty loose at the end of the day.
That's Jessica Davis. She's one of only a couple of women on the crew.
But it's a lot easier to move it around on flat ground than it appeared, but I'm sure getting up there and doing berms and stuff is going to be a whole nother story.
Davis has lived in Juneau for 8 years. She spent the last 4 summers captaining an Allen Marine whale watching boat.
I'm used to working up to 80-hour work weeks and just crazy hours, sometimes 2 a.m. starts in the morning for Tracy Arm Tours, and just having a normal set schedule and having a 3-day weekend, it's going to be really nice.
Davis works part-time at Eagle Crest in the winter teaching snowboarding lessons, but she's been out of work since Allen Marine laid off most of its seasonal staff in mid-March.
I guess it wasn't really a for sure thing until Canada closed their borders to the cruise ships, and then we were like, wow, there's no ships, no tourists to go out and watch whales. So then it really kind of came to a realization that I needed to start looking for other work.
Juneau's unemployment rate was nearly 11% in May. That's normally the time of year when tourism is really picking up, bringing in thousands of seasonal jobs for the 5-month season. Since the pandemic arrived early in the year, most of the non-resident workers that typically arrive in April and May never made it here. Still, hundreds of local residents who rely on seasonal work, like teachers or ski area employees, were out of luck. Davis says she'll miss the water while she's up on the mountain this year. She's used to getting to see her favorite whales and their babies day in and day out during the summer. And the type of work will be an adjustment, too.
Definitely a lot more physical work. I'll go from drinking coffee in the wheelhouse to hiking up mountains and shoveling and hauling rocks and dirt and using heavy equipment. So, yeah, I'm excited for the change.
Eagle Crest plans to keep the crew working until snow falls again on the mountain. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.